long known as man's best friends. And an archaeological dig in the Czech Republic suggests the relationship is, well, a lot older than generally thought. Among the items recovered by paleontologists were three dog skulls, including one with a mammoth bone placed in its mouth. Associate Professor of Anthropology at the University of Alberta in Canada, Rob Losey, says the bones are at least 22,000 years old and could indeed date back as far as 28,000 years ago.
I'm convinced by their argument that they're domestic dogs. They're different in both their size and their proportions compared to both ancient wolves and modern wolves. And the best explanation for that is that they were actually domesticated or in the process of being domesticated at this time.
This is a lot older than when dogs were thought to be domesticated, isn't it?
Yes, you know, just a few years ago, most people would have said, you know, 15,000 years ago is the first really good evidence for the presence of domesticated dogs. And then Guermont Prix, in the last few years, and a number of other researchers have started to document, particularly in Europe, but also very recently in Siberia, canid remains that seem to be domesticated dogs. So, in effect, in the last few years, the first evidence for the domestication of dogs has really doubled. So it's really quite significant.
Now, humans about this time would have been, what, classic hunter-gatherers?
Yes, absolutely. No agriculture, no other domesticated animals whatsoever. Doing a lot of hunting of various mammals, large mammals included, but also gathering and fishing.
So is the theory that humans and dogs sort of evolved together because they're both doing the same thing?
In a sense, yeah. I mean, you know, the classic way that this has been thought of is that humans kind of intervene in the lives of dogs and we shape dogs, we domesticated dogs, but, you know, there are a lot of new ideas about this and they relate to, you know, the fact that we do kind of evolve together. They shape us, they shape our evolution in some ways, and we clearly have dramatically shaped their evolution over the last, you know, 30,000 years.
So would the relationship been around, what, men eating part of a mammoth and then chucking the bone away sort of thing, and a wolf, I suppose, getting it?
Well, that's part of the theory for how this might have all kind of first initiated, that you had, you know, hunters and gatherers leaving behind parts of kills that they couldn't use, and that you had wolves there scavenging on this material. And, of course, you know, typically humans would approach this kind of thing and the wolves would just flee, but the idea is that there was a subset of these animals that were a little more stress tolerant. They would tend not to run away, and they sort of adapted themselves over time to this kind of human dump niche, if you would, right? They start to feed around the human campsite. So these animals kind of self-select to be the group of wolves that are eventually controlled by humans. Their breeding is controlled by humans.
So we're really looking at the forerunner of everything, what, from a Chihuahua to a Pyrenean mountain dog?
Yes, believe it or not. Yes, all descendants from gray wolves. Most of that variability we see in modern dogs, though, seems to be the product of just the last few thousand years. Early on, prior to that point, there was not the huge range of physical variability in dogs that we see today.
That's Rob Losey from the University of Alberta. This is a bird. Don't know how long that's been in evolution. We'll go now. See you tomorrow. Have a good day.